If you're planning to cut back on alcohol this dry January, Recess Zero Proof Craft Mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. Recess has meticulously crafted familiar favorites such as Lime Margarita and Grapefruit Paloma, allowing you to savor the flavors and experience of these cocktails without the alcohol content. Throughout January, my listeners can take advantage of a special offer and get 15% off the Recess Mocktail Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/minimalist. Every can of Recess boasts a lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients and a calorie count of 25 or less. It's a guilt-free option for winding down during dry January. Again, whether it's the end of a demanding day, a dinner gathering, or simply a moment to unwind, these mocktails are the perfect choice. You won't miss the alcohol, and you certainly won't miss dealing with a hangover. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/minimalist so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms podcast. I'm Diane. I'm a mother of three living in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to make room in my life for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. I hope you'll join me on the journey to think more and do with less. If you're anything like me, you desire to maintain an everyday skincare routine. That said, it can be time-consuming, expensive, and induce unnecessary decision fatigue. There is so much noise when it comes to what products to use, when to use them, and, of course, what is currently on trend. My goal with this episode is to simplify the amount of energy spent on your skincare routine so you can open up space for things that truly matter in your life. But before we get to the conversation, I wanted to ask how you've been enjoying my new book, Minimalist Moms, Living and Parenting with Simplicity. So far, I've heard wonderful feedback and have been blown away by the positive responses. If you've recently finished or are about to do so, would you do me a huge favor and leave a review on Amazon? It helps other readers find the book and prompts the publisher to print more copies to keep it in stock. Thank you in advance for your time with this. I've included an easily accessible link in the show notes for you. Again, thank you so much to everyone who supports the Minimalist Moms by listening, leaving rating and reviews, checking out the sponsors, and just following along on social media. I appreciate you, and I can't wait for you to hear this conversation with Sarah Otto. But before we get into the conversation, here's a quick word from one of the sponsors of the Minimalist Moms podcast today, OneQuince.com. You've heard me talk about quality over quantity before, so my ears perk up when I discover a company that provides quality products. I was pleasantly surprised to discover OneQuince.com is a one-stop shop for curated luxury goods shipped direct from the world's best specialist factories. Quince focuses on essential products with low design costs, cashmere crews, super soft fleece pants, silk camis. You could create a simple capsule wardrobe without skimping on quality. Their brand is always equal or greater quality than the leading luxury brands at a much lower price thanks to the manufacturer-to-consumer model. It can be difficult to find a brand that prioritizes production standards, fair wages, safety, and sustainability. However, this is of utmost importance to Quince, which adds to the list of why I'm happy to have discovered this site. If you're looking for tops, hoodies, robes, outerwear, throws, Quince has tons of variety. Quince has totally transparent prices, up to 50 to 80% less than other brands. And if you're not completely satisfied with Quince, they will give you a full refund. Customer satisfaction is a top priority. Again, quality shouldn't be a luxury. Try Quince today. Get free shipping and 365-day free returns. Just go to onequince.com/minimalist. Many of their collections sell out immediately, so go to onequince.com/minimalist. That's onequince.com/minimalist. Sarah, thanks so much for joining me today on the Minimalist Moms podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Absolutely. I have been wanting to talk about skincare and if I can actually make it minimalist. I feel like we can. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say. But before we get into our conversation, I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself.
Great. Well, my name is Sarah Otto. And a couple years ago, I started a skincare brand called Otto Skin Goods. And the reason that I decided to take on this venture is because I had worked in dermatology as a nurse practitioner for many years. And I just had seen so much with different patients that I cared for over the years where they basically used too much over-the-counter skincare, and it was causing a lot of issues with their skin, and I thought that I could simplify it. So that's really why I started the business in the first place.
Great. Well, I do want to talk about how to minimize our skincare routine. And I think you're right. I think that it can be hard because there's so much noise in this area. So what do you say are the top tips, I guess, you have in keeping this area minimal?
So the thing about skincare is you're absolutely right. There is a lot of noise out there, and a lot of it is just basically to sell more products. So it's the same ingredients, but in different types of products. Like you have a really great ingredient, like vitamin C or niacinamide, but then they put it in your eye cream and in your sunscreen and in your toner, and it's just not necessary. And so I think that that's definitely the first place to start, is just thinking about what ingredients do you need, and then what is the easiest and most efficient way to get those ingredients on your skin.
So quick question. So with something like you said, vitamin C, if we have it in the majority of products we're using, is there such a thing as an overabundance of it to where it stops working as well? Is that kind of what you're saying?
I think the main thing that can happen is that you just get too much of it. And then that is what actually leads to a lot of sensitization that can happen with skin, irritation. And then at some point you can actually develop an allergy to an ingredient because you're just overusing it too much.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes total sense. So I want to talk about these five tips that you have. I saw it on one of your posts, but I want to go into more detail here. So we'll start with number one. What are your, I guess, top five reasons for doing this?
And number one is that a minimal routine is just, it just works better. For me, I'm happiest when I feel like I can achieve something. And when it comes to skincare, like I said before, there's so many different products out there. You just don't even know where to start. So I think for a lot of people, they just feel overwhelmed and they don't even want to do anything. So I think that if we can keep it to just a few steps that people feel like that's doable in their day, especially if they're mom and, you know, they have young kids, at the end of the day, you're exhausted, to think about starting some like 8-step routine is just not going to happen. So I think for a lot of people, if they feel like they can get, you know, quality skincare achieved in just 2 or 3 steps, then that's definitely doable in their day-to-day lives.
Absolutely. And I think that, I guess, what is your recommendation? Do you think that it's, you're doing it morning and night?
I think a lot of it is dependent on your skin's needs. And I'm trying not to make this sound overly complicated because honestly, it is pretty simple. But, you know, for instance, somebody that has maybe just dry skin, they may not need more than one product. There are certain ingredients that do better on your skin at certain times of the day. Hyaluronic acid is a great ingredient that hydrates the skin. It's best to use that in the morning because it's going to hydrate, plump, get your skin sort of ready for the day. So sometimes it's easier to pick a skincare routine that actually specifies when you should use the products. So a day serum typically has ingredients in it that are going to not only help your skin look great for the day ahead, but also that work well with that time of day. And a good example of that is like a night serum that would have either fruit acids or exfoliating acids or retinol. Those ingredients all can cause sun sensitivity, so they're going to be better used at night. So sometimes it's easier to look for a routine that actually calls out the time of day you need to use the product, and that can simplify it for you.
No, absolutely. I love these tips. I feel like ever since I wish I would have thought about skincare a lot more when I was in my 20s. And now that I'm in my 30s and starting to get wrinkles in places that I wish they weren't, I have tried to invest a little bit more time trying to learn about this, but you're still informing me about things that I hadn't thought about. So
it's never too late. I think for a lot of people, especially people who are more minimal, probably haven't really ever had that extravagant of a skincare routine, but it's never too late to add on a few products here and there that can just help with certain skin issues and just help us all age a little more gracefully.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, what's your next tip for us?
Okay. So the next tip, and this is kind of what we touched on previously, but the less skincare you use, the less risk you have of oversensitizing your skin. So if you're using just one day serum and just one product basically during the day, other than maybe your moisturizer, your sunscreen, then you have less risk of overutilizing active ingredients because you know that everything you need is just in that one product.
All right. What is the next reason that we should keep our skin routine minimal?
The third reason, and this is a really hot topic right now, especially when it comes to like beauty and skincare, is that it's just better for the environment. You know, we try really hard with our skincare brand to select packaging that's good for the environment. We use glass whenever we can. We use recycled boxes. And those are all great things. But when you think about, you know, your impact on the environment, the only way to really improve the footprint that we're leaving on the environment is just to do less. And when it comes to a specific product, looking at the length of the ingredient deck on the back of the box can actually really help the environment in a broader perspective. And I'll go into more detail about that. Like when it comes to formulating a product, you have to think about sourcing every single ingredient that's going into that product. So you're talking about ordering avocado extract, and that needs to come from a certain place. Well, that needs to be put into a container and then shipped to the manufacturer. And you're doing that with every single ingredient that you're using in a product. Mm-hmm. So in order to like lower the overall environmental impact on a product, you really have to consider how many ingredients are going into each product. So being minimal with the amount of ingredients that go on your skin is also going to be great for the environment because it's just allowing you to order less and just having less shipping and all the other things that go into every product.
Yeah, that is definitely something I never thought about, all the individual ingredients needing to be transported. I mean, it makes sense because that's how our food gets here usually, especially in Ohio. We don't have lemons here year-round or avocados. They need shipped in. And so that is, yeah, something I never thought about.
Right. And I mean, I don't think I would have ever thought about it either until I was starting to formulate these products. And then the more you order, the more you decide to put into it a product, you realize what it takes to make it complete. And then I started scrutinizing every ingredient. Like, well, is that really necessary? Like, what is it doing? Is it going to make a huge impact on the skin or the end result of this product? And I don't think enough skincare formulators think about that. They just want to add all these trendy ingredients into something because it sounds great, but they don't think about all that goes into getting those ingredients to the manufacturer to make the product and how that impacts our environment overall.
No, absolutely. I'm going to pause with the other two reasons that you have for us because I have a question. I feel like DIY is very trendy right now, and you see all these things on Pinterest or just on Instagram on how to make your own scrubs or this or that. And I would assume that a lot of the ingredients that you're using with Otto Skin Goods are more natural type ingredients as well. But I've heard pros and cons, I guess. So I'll use the example of a coffee scrub. I've just used coffee grounds on my face before to wash my face. But then I was listening to someone and they're like, oh, well, the reason that that's not great is because each individual coffee ground is possibly a different size. And so you end up tearing your skin and little like you can't even see them because they're so microscopic. So then that kind of made me hesitant to use more DIY. So I guess I'm just curious to know your thoughts with all of what I just said.
I am a fan of DIY, but I think that there is definitely some risk that you can take with some DIY. And there's probably three of the main reasons. And one is exactly what you said, the risk of actually just being too harsh with the granules. I have made a lot of sugar scrubs and coffee scrubs myself because I just enjoy doing it. But there definitely is it's not manufactured the same as a traditional skincare product that would go on your face because it's food. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to worry about the size of the sugar cube that's cut up and everything like that, that you would if you're actually manufacturing a skincare product. So scrubs on the face is probably one of the main things to avoid. The other thing I think people don't think about is a lot of people, especially I've seen on like TikTok and other types of social channels, is using like lemon juice, grapefruit juice straight on the skin, or even like vinegar. You need to be careful with some of these more acidic type ingredients because it can be too irritating and harsh for the skin barrier. So that's the second warning, would be those citrusy type ingredients going directly on the skin. And then finally, when it comes to DIY, you just need to be careful about expiration because these things aren't preserved. So you want to make something fresh, use it once and get rid of it. But saving something, especially if you're not refrigerating it, you just want to make sure that, you know, you're being very careful about it, because without using preservatives, you're risking exposure of your skin to bacteria, mold, and yeast, which is really unhealthy. So those would be the top three things to avoid, and just be ultra careful with things that are going on your face specifically.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that you spoke to that, because I've been just tossing those ideas back and forth through probably the last 6 months. Like I said, I've been trying to really focus on skincare this year, and especially like throughout COVID, because I'm home more often. So I feel like I can put on a mask or I can put on oil of whatever sort and just stay at home all day. But a lot of these things, you might think it has more chemicals, but it's actually formulated for your skin. There's been trials done to where we know how it's going to react, and it is formulated to go on your skin as opposed to your own scientific experiment in your kitchen to just go and put it on in your bathroom.
It's so true. And, you know, the funny thing is, and this could be like an entirely different podcast, but, you know, we're all so trendy now with clean ingredients and using more natural ingredients, but sometimes it's those more like natural botanical ingredients that can irritate the skin more and actually lead to more skin allergies. And I don't think people realize that. So definitely with DIY, you have a higher risk of that just because you're using something that's much more natural and potent than if you're using something that was designed specifically for the skin in like a lab.
Do you try to feed your family healthy and nutritious foods, but your kids are always begging for sweets? Making your picky children happy while also feeling confident that you're feeding them just a well-balanced diet can be quite a challenge. That's why I started feeding my family Scenic Fruit Smoothie Packs. Scenic Fruit Smoothie Packs are made with 100% fruit that is grown organically on their family farms in the United States. And as a mom, I do feel great giving it to my kids because there are no added fructose syrups, no preservatives, and no added sugars. Scenic Fruit Smoothie Packs come frozen to your door, ready to blend in great organic flavors like kale, avocado, banana, pineapple, strawberry, banana, blueberry, and mango, strawberry, raspberry. All you do is add your favorite liquid and press blend. I like to use orange juice or almond milk, and then within a few seconds, I have a delicious and healthy snack or meal on the go for me and my kids. I have to be honest, one of my favorite things to do is actually not blend the fruit into a smoothie. It's so good that I just give it to Benjamin in a little bowl and he'll eat it the entire time we go for our evening walk. I highly recommend you try out Scenic Fruit Smoothie Packs. You can order them online at getscenicfruit.com. Use code MINIMALIST20 to save 20% off your first order. Not available in all 50 states. Check the website for details.
In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. 2020 was interesting, so let's just do a mental health check-in. How are you really, and what do you need right now? Humans are not meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick, and therapy helps. But what is therapy exactly? It's whatever you want it to be. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help, or maybe you're feeling insecure in relationships or at work. Not dealing well with stress, whatever it is that you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better, because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Minimalist Mom listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/minimalist. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/minimalist.
This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. I'm so happy to partner with ByHeart because their goal is to create a future where all parents feel amazing about feeding their baby, no matter how they do it. Their mission is simple: make the best infant formula in the world. Let me tell you a little bit more. ByHeart's patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk by including the two most abundant proteins in breast milk, plus whole and partially broken down proteins for a nutritious blend that's gentle on tummies. ByHeart ran a clinical trial where they compared their formula to a leading infant formula, improved benefits like less spit up, easier digestion, and so much more. ByHeart is leading the ways in a lot of ways. They're the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. It's the only new infant formula brand to add a comparison to breast milk in their clinical trial. And ByHeart is the first infant formula company to receive Clean Label Project's Purity Award. So are you curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code minimalist for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you more about mylifeinabook.com. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you choose to ask. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. One of the challenges I face with being a minimalist is wanting to be as intentional as possible about the things that I am buying. I do understand that I live in a world where I can't completely avoid purchases. There are birthdays, there are holidays, there are the celebrations. But if I can be more intentional about gift giving, it's so important to me. I've had the experience to gift one to my mom, and being able to gift that to her seemed more significant than something that wasn't as sentimental to her. So if this sounds like a gift that you'd be interested in giving, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code minimalist at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code minimalist for 10% off today.
Well, and there are some really great things that are natural that you can use. Like, I love to use like olive oil just as a makeup remover. So there are things that are really simple that are right out of your kitchen that are great. And we do like some DIY things on our social, but most of them are all things that are just, like I said, not specifically scrubs for the face or using like citrus juices directly on the skin without mixing it with other things that would dilute it more. And so there is an art to DIY. I'll just put it that way.
No, absolutely. All right. Well, getting back to our five, simplifying our skincare routine, what is number four?
Number four is healthy skin goes beyond great skincare. So I think a lot of us, and most of us, especially in the last year, have really just not only with your skincare, but also with your lifestyle, just tried to focus more on wellness. And, you know, I think most people would agree that they're going to have their healthiest skin, not only from things they're putting directly on their skin, like a skincare product, but just living a healthier lifestyle in general. So if you're doing an 8-step routine, you know, that's going to take time away from meal prep or getting extra sleep or, you know, doing something you enjoy that helps relieve stress. And all those things impact the look of your skin as well. So minimizing the products and the steps and all of that is just going to help you have more time to live a more balanced, healthier lifestyle in general. And all of that combined is actually what's really going to help the skin look its best.
Absolutely. And how about just something as simple as drinking more water? How simple is that? Just adding water into your daily routine and just having times of day where you're like, okay, I'm going to drink another glass of water here where I typically wouldn't. I just feel like when my skin's more hydrated, it definitely looks more, I guess, youthful is the word.
Yes, 100%. All like definitely water, sleep, all these things are just, they're just as important as what we're putting on our skin. And I think, you know, a lot of people want to put more weight in buying a skincare product or using a specific routine. But the truth is it's everything together that's really going to give you your best skin.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, and then what is your last reasoning for it? I feel like you kind of mentioned it, but I'll.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely touched on it with the one above, but it leaves more time for what's really important. And for me right now, that's definitely my family and friendships and all of that. So eliminating extra steps in your day with whatever it is just going to let you to have more time, even if it's just time to yourself, especially as a mom, that's really important. And I think this, especially this last year, has been a lot about, you know, self-care, self-love. And, you know, for a lot of people that is self-maintenance or doing a skincare routine, but feeling like you can get it done in a few steps and then still enjoying the rest of your life, I think is the best combination.
Absolutely. I think there's something to be said outside of vanity for taking care of your skin. I think that honestly, when you take care of yourself, you just nurture yourself and you nurture.
Yes.
It plays into your mindset and just your whole being. I really do think it's important.
Yeah. And I think you just feel more confident, especially when you feel like you're doing enough. Like a lot of people feel overwhelmed with skincare and they don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. So I think if you feel confident in the products you're using good ingredients, there's low impact on the environment, the ingredients are healthy for your skin. I think you just feel confident that you're doing enough of self-care that you can feel confident about like your results and your mm-hmm. skin. And I think one thing I did want to mention though, you know, it's easy to have a minimal skincare routine when your skin's pretty normal and balanced mm-hmm. because you feel like, well, I don't have to do much. But then maskne, or you have breakouts, or you have rosacea or other skin issues, you're like, well, I don't know if I can be that minimal. But I think you can. I think that if you really focus on like a few things that you struggle with when it comes to your skin and you find one or two products that really work well with the right ingredients, you can still be very minimal with what you use for your skin. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be that somebody can be minimal that just has good skin. I think even people who struggle with issues can also be minimal, as long as they're using smarter skincare with the right ingredients.
Yeah. And give it time too. I feel like with skincare, there's just this period of time where your skin might react for like 2 weeks. I don't know. I usually say for my friends, if they're asking me, who am I? But I'm like, wait 30 days and then see, and then use something else. But what is your more professional opinion with that?
Yeah, this is something we try to educate with our skincare products a lot, because a lot of people have never really used skincare with higher active ingredients before trying our products, especially with our night serum, because it has fruit acids, it has niacinamide. Your skin sometimes can actually get a little bit worse when you have initially start using products with active ingredients at higher percentages before it gets better. So sometimes you'll start using it and, you know, instantly you'll start feeling softer and smoother, but then all of a sudden you might have a breakout because it's purging the skin. Mm-hmm. But I always tell almost everyone, whenever you start a new product, it might get worse at about the 2 week mark, but by 4 to 6 weeks is really when you're going to see the results. Mm-hmm. So you have to stick it out that long. Mm-hmm. Obviously if you get itchy or red and that's within the first 2 or 3 days, you have to consider that as an allergy to the product. But breakouts are totally normal within the first 2 weeks of switching up or trying a new skincare product. And you really just have to like ride it out mm-hmm. and wait about six weeks or so to really see the benefits of a new product.
No, that's great. This is all great advice. I loved hearing from you. Well, where can listeners find you if they want to connect with you or maybe get themselves some Otto skin goods?
Yeah. So we are about to refresh our website, but you can look for our entire simplistic routine. It's ottoskingoods.com. Also have a lot of informational posts that we do on Instagram. So at Otto Skin Goods. We're starting to get a little bit into TikTok, but that's just something that's new to us. So we're trying some different things out, but those are the main places to kind of get some good information about our products and just getting great skincare tips and advice too.
Great. Well, as we wrap up this conversation, I'm going to ask you the two questions that I ask every guest. And the first one is, what is something that you're simplifying right now? AKA, what is your minimalist moment of the week?
Something I am simplifying right now, and you're probably going to think I'm crazy, is my kids' summer schedule. Okay. It seems to me right now that like a lot of camps and things are starting to come out. So I'm trying to like figure out like how to organize everything. And I've just finally realized within the last week, especially with having 4 children, I'm like, okay, everybody can pick 2 things, 1 sport, 1 camp. That's enough. Because I think one thing I learned last summer when we had absolutely nothing to do is that when you have free time, especially in the summer, your kids can just be much more relaxed and come up with their own things to do, or just ride over to a friend's house on their bike. Or my kids love to play street hockey all summer last summer when there was nothing else to do. And I think just giving them that space to just sort of be a kid is something that I've really focused on for this this coming year, especially now that we have more options of camps and activities. I just really need to scale back and make sure that we're still just being minimal when it comes to our schedule this summer.
Absolutely. I'm definitely someone that believes that kids need more free time than more scheduled activities. I think it's important to have that structure of the social element too, of the scheduled activities, but it's just nice for them to be kids too, and just to stay at
exactly.
home.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, and I tend to like want to jump into all these extra activities like, oh, this painting class or golf lessons. That sounds so great. And then all of a sudden we're like running around like crazy people. And I'm like, why did we sign up for all this?
Yeah, no, I can relate to that for sure. Well, my last question for you is, what is something that you can't stop talking about?
I think right now it's probably our new launch, our face cleanser. I'm super excited about it. It's basically a gentle cleanser, a makeup remover, and also a skin barrier repair product in one. It's really exciting, and it's taken us 2 years to formulate it, and it'll be launching in probably the next 2 months. So I'm really excited about it.
Oh yeah, that is very exciting. Well, thank you so much for joining me again. I feel like you were very thorough, and that's what I wanted. So I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate you having me. It was fun.
What did you think of the episode? I'm really glad we took that time there in the middle of the episode to discuss DIY. It had been something, like I said, that I have been tossing around in my brain. I listen to a lot of people on YouTube in regards to skincare, and it's hard to know what exactly is true, what's trendy, and really who to trust. So I love that Sarah was here to give some of her expertise background. And again, I think that a lot of skincare probably is trial and error. Anyways, I hope this episode was helpful for you. Did you feel like it was helpful? I'd love to know. And I'd also love to know what your current skincare routine looks like. And as always, I invite you to keep the conversation going at minimalistmomspodcast.com. There you'll find links to the Instagram account, Facebook page, and where you can find me all around the web. Thank you for joining up on this journey. I wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.